And so let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for your word to us this morning, your living word that comes off the pages of Scripture and touches our hearts afresh. Please be with us and help us to focus on you as we reflect upon the word this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this is the second Sunday in Lent, and it's just such an amazing season, isn't it? A time to just stop for a while and refocus and reflect upon our journey of faith as we travel with Jesus all the way through Lent, all the way to Calvary and beyond. And next Sunday, the readings will be thinking about and talking about the woman at the well, and then the following Sunday after that, the man who had been blind from birth. And this Sunday, of course, the wonderful story of Nicodemus, all these accounts of people who met with Jesus and whose lives were changed and transformed because of the encounter. And I wonder, when you first came to hear about Jesus, when did the name of Jesus or the person of Jesus come to you in your life? Maybe it was as a child. Maybe you heard it from your parents or grandparents. Maybe you went to Sunday school, or you maybe heard it at assemblies in primary or secondary school. For some, it may have been at a holiday club or a Scripture Union camp. Maybe it was later in life that you came to hear about Jesus and were ready to give your life to this person. Of course, for all of us, I'm sure it's a combination of all of these things. We get to hear about Jesus from different people and in different situations. For some people, it will always have been part of their lives. For some people, it will have been a very definite moment, what they call the Damascus Road experience, when your relationship with Jesus suddenly came alive. Maybe there's some here today and you're still a little bit uncertain about this person, whether you're ready to put your complete trust in him and to follow him all the way. But the fact that we're all gathered here means that we are curious to know more, and we are ready to encounter him and be encountered by him. I can remember the day when I first realized that Jesus was alive, a day when I had been in a difficult place in my life, and I came down the road just thinking I wanted to run away. But there was nowhere to run to, and so I found myself on my knees crying and sobbing and just saying, I can't go on like this any longer. And then realizing that I wasn't alone in my wee dining room, that there was another presence with me. And remembering and realizing in that instant that everything I'd heard as a little girl at Sunday school, things I'd heard from my granny, things I'd learned at primary school about Jesus were all completely true. And I had to ask for forgiveness for not coming to him sooner, for doubting him, for turning away. It was the beginning of an amazing journey for me, which continues to this very day. And the wonderful thing about Jesus is that he tends to us just wherever we are in our lives. He comes to meet us just where we are. And each person's encounter with him will be unique. And each person's encounter with him will be amazing. And he doesn't just come to us once or call to us once, day after day after day. The invitation is given to get to know him better, to get to know him more fully. I love the story of Nicodemus, a man who'd heard of Jesus and wanted to find out more. And I just love the way that Jesus welcomed him, spent time with him, speaking the very words of life, of new life and rebirth deep into Nicodemus' heart and mind and spirit. Nicodemus came to Jesus to find out more about this teacher who was making such an impact on the people. We don't know how he got to know where Jesus was or anything about him, whether he'd stopped to hear some teaching or if he'd only heard about him through the words of others. But now the moment has come, the moment of truth, if you like. Nicodemus wants to find out more, to meet with Jesus face to face. We hear he came at night. We don't know if this was the only time he was able to come or whether he was not yet ready to let people see him speaking to Jesus. He was a member of the powerful Jewish ruling council, and maybe associating with Jesus wouldn't go down too well with those who felt that Jesus was becoming a major problem. And so he comes at night. He comes secretly to meet with Jesus. I wonder if you've ever felt secretive about your faith, about your walk with the Lord. Wonder if there's ever been times when you've wanted to keep quiet about the fact that you are a follower of Jesus. I can remember after that day when I knew Jesus was alive, I certainly wanted to find out more about him, and I began to read my Bible, but I was reading it in secret because nobody else in the family were Christians in my immediate family, and so I found myself sneaking away upstairs to read the Bible quietly. And I found myself leaving early for work in the morning, setting off 45 minutes early for work so that I could stop in a wee lay-by on the way and read the word for today. And my husband, I was married at the time, he was wondering what I was up to. And I can remember one morning I looked in my mirror in the car and I thought, oh no. He was driving in behind me into the lay-by, saying, and he opened the door and he said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm reading the Bible. And he went, what are you doing that for? And I said, well, I want to find out more about Jesus. And he just slammed the door and went away. But from that moment, I thought, no, I'm not going to be so secretive. And just slowly but slowly, my confidence grew and I was able to admit that I was a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nicodemus enters into conversation with Jesus, and he finds out things that must just have been mind-blowing for him to hear. As he asked the questions and Jesus got right to the heart of things, speaking to Nicodemus about being born again, about being born of the Holy Spirit, not just enough to know all the rules and regulations in your head, to know about God and to know about Jesus, you have to know about it in your heart and in your spirit. And so this need to be born again, not born of human flesh, but to be born in the Holy Spirit, to be born in the Spirit. A great teacher himself, Nicodemus, might have linked Jesus' words to those of the prophet Ezekiel, who said that God would pour out his spirit and give people new hearts and new minds. Yet Nicodemus didn't really understand what Jesus was talking about. And Jesus goes on to reveal even more about himself, reminding Nicodemus of a well-known event, the rebellion of the Israelites in the desert, and the way they were saved and healed by Moses holding up the bronze snake on a pole. Up to this point, Nicodemus may have thought the conversation was just between two teachers, but now he learns that Jesus is not just another teacher. Jesus explains that he is the one who has been sent from heaven, who will be lifted up so that everyone who believes and turns to God will be saved. Mind-blowing words for Nicodemus to hear. He was one of the people who were waiting for the Messiah to come, the Messiah who was going to come to them, to the Jewish people. And now here, he's finding out that the Son of Man has come for everyone, coming into the world to save everyone who believes in him. We don't know how Nicodemus reacted that night, but his conversation with Jesus and about the work of the Holy Spirit and new birth brought about a change in his life. And of course, an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ always brings about a change in a person's life. He became a supporter of Jesus. He spoke up for him in the Sanhedrin, tried to stop him being arrested and condemned to die on the cross. And he was there at the foot of the cross, carefully helping Joseph of Arimathea to lift Jesus' broken body down and lay it gently in the tomb. Nicodemus came to see Jesus during the night, but after his encounter, he came into the light of Christ. Speaking to the children, and it's difficult to explain the Holy Spirit to the children. It's a difficult concept sometimes for adults to understand this Holy Spirit, the person, the third person of the Trinity, who comes to us, who came to us from the Father, to be our counselor, to be our encourager, to be the very breath of life within us. And sometimes he comes gently to us, like the gentle waving of the fan or the gentle blowing of the bubbles. Sometimes he comes in a more, a deeper way, a more powerful way to us. And when that happens, it can give us a bit of a shock. I can remember the day when something happened to me and I didn't know what was going on. It was a time in the village of Menstrie of great tragedy. A young teenage boy had gone up into the Ochil Hills on the Saturday afternoon, and he didn't come back down again. And it was 2 days before the helicopters managed to locate his body and the mountain rescue teams could go to get him back down. And the whole village was stunned that this tragedy had happened. And I can remember the teenagers, the boy was 14, I can remember the teenagers gathering in the evenings outside my house on a grassy area, crying and trying to encourage one another and support one another in their time of shock. And I can remember the following Sunday, going up the road to the church and just being aware of a lot of people walking about. And when I got into the church at Menstrie, it was absolutely packed. It seemed like the whole village had come out to the church that morning, and the people that couldn't get in were standing outside, and it was just a gathering of people. And I can remember the minister climbing up into the pulpit and looking out at everybody. And he said, "You know, you probably all come here today looking for answers to this tragedy." He said, "I have to tell you, I don't have any answers for you. But," he said, "what I do know is that the Lord Jesus Christ is here present through the power of the Holy Spirit. And the darkest tunnel we ever have to go through, we remember that there's always a light at the other end. And with the help of God the Father and with the help of our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, we are going to get through this dark time and we're going to come back out into the light again. The service was progressing and it came almost to the last hymn. And I had this strange feeling starting within me. It was like bubbles. That's what it felt like, bubbles coming up. And a tingling coming down. And I looked at the man beside me because I thought, there's something happening in the church. And he was staring straight ahead, solemn. And I looked at the lady at the other side and she was staring straight ahead. And I thought, oh, there's something going on. At the end of the service, I ran out the church, ran up to the back road in Menstrie. There's a trail that goes from Menstrie to Alva. And I started to walk along the road. And this feeling inside was getting stronger and stronger. And I started jumping up and down and I started skipping and leaping along the road and started to sing out praises at the top of my voice. And I saw two people coming the other way and I thought, oh no, oh no. But I couldn't stop. I was trying to contain myself, but I couldn't stop. And it was as if my whole being was filled with praise and was filled with joy. And I came back along the road and I went down to my house and I thought, this can't be right. This is such a devastating time for people. And yet here I am, full of excitement and joy. And I phoned my friend and I said, I think I've gone mad. I think there's something happened. And she said, come round and see me. And I went round and I told her what had happened. And she said, I think you've been touched today by the power of the Holy Spirit. You've been touched again, afresh, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And you know, funny how things come together, isn't it? Before we came into the service this morning, we were in the vestry, some of us praying through a psalm together. And it was a psalm where the psalmist was speaking of great difficulties and great trials in his life, and he was absolutely broken. And yet, it was remarked upon, and as we sat there, his lips were full of praise to the Lord God. Even in the midst of tragedy, in the midst of difficulty, he was able to praise God and give thanks. For Nicodemus, something happened with his encounter with the Lord. And for each one of us, every time we come to Jesus, whether we're in a place of celebration or whether we're in a place of difficulty, sadness, brokenness, he's there to meet with us through the power of the Holy Spirit. He's there to comfort us and counsel us. He's there to enthuse us and inspire us, that we might go out into the world and tell the world, for God loved the world so much that he sent his only Son to be its Saviour. That's the good news. God so loved the world that he sent his only Son to be its Saviour. Don't keep it to yourself. Don't be secretive about it. Go out and share it with the world, that others might come to know the wonderful blessing that we have in our lives, that they too can be reborn of the Spirit. Let us pray. Father God, sometimes you come to us and whisper gently in our ear. Sometimes you come like a rushing wind and almost draw us off our feet. But always you're ready to come to us. And we thank you and praise you this day. Please keep us open. Keep us open to hear your voice. Keep us open to where you're guiding us and leading us. And let us always remember how precious each one of us is in your sight. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.